Hello and welcome to the Monday, April 22nd, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Amsterdam, Netherlands. And well, we have some interesting news from Oracle. Oracle, of course, last week released a lot of patches, in particular patches for Java, and now also announced that the next major version of Java, Java 8, will be delayed in order to spend more time on fixing bugs in existing versions of Java. So Java 7 bug fixes, and of course with that security fixes, will get priority over releasing a new version of Java with supposedly new features. I think that's a great and interesting move by Oracle, and probably necessary in order to get back some of the user confidence that got lost with all these security issues we had with Java recently. And while we're talking about trust and confidence, another high-profile Twitter account got compromised. This time, the account for the TV news show 60 Minutes. Again, the compromise was pretty obvious, but that, of course, puts yet another dent into the trustworthiness of these Twitter accounts. I don't have any details as to how this particular Twitter account got compromised, but in the past, these accounts typically got compromised either by insiders or via weak passwords. And we got another bad false positive from an antivirus tool. In this case, it's Malwarebytes. Malwarebytes in a recent update marked some of the core Windows files as malicious and rendered systems unbootable. If you ran into this, Malwarebytes did release a tool to fix the affected files. And security company ThreatTrack Security uncovered yet more malware that is turning infected machines into Bitcoin miners. Well, we have seen this a couple times before, but this time it uses the standard black hole exploit kit in order to install the malware. And this is probably something we will see more and more of, in particular with the value of Bitcoins skyrocketing recently. This may be the simplest and most straightforward way to actually gain money from exploited and botted PCs. In the past, of course, PCs were used, for example, for denial of service botnets, or in some cases for financial fraud. But by using them for Bitcoin mining, I don't think there is really much that can be done to then track, for example, the attacker that is abusing the machine with current exploits. Sometimes following the money is the best way to then get to the people behind a particular exploit kit or a particular bot. And users in Germany are reporting a new and a pretty well done mobile malware targeting Android. This particular malware actually starts out with a spam message. The spam message instructs the user to install a new certificate, saying that going forward, in order to use the online banking service, you need to have this particular certificate installed. Now, if you are clicking on that link from your iPhone, then all you get is a message that the particular certificate was installed. So as a user, you think all is fine, which actually in this case, nothing really good or bad happened. If you, however, go to this website with an Android phone, then it offers you the download of a new application in order to install that proposed EV SSL certificate. If you install this application, it will then be able to intercept TANs. These are these one-time passwords for two-factor authentication and for transaction confirmations that the online banking sends to the phone, and then these messages will likely be forwarded to the attacker. At this point, these emails target users of the Postbank in Germany. And the one thing that really distinguishes them is that they're quite well done. And I don't think a normal user would really be able to distinguish them from normal communications from this bank. Of course, this bank wouldn't really send you an email asking you to install anything. In part, I think this is something we'll see more of in the future as two-factor authentication becomes more common, in particular the use of smartphones for two-factor authentication. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.